As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Now, Kathy Bates, that's a bad bitch right there.
I don't know how long.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Shout out to Kathy Bates. 2-hour. So happened he played that one tonight. 2-hour. Season finale of Matlock tonight, starring Kathy Bates. This is going to be a good one.
What are you talking about, man?
I almost gave it away. Spoiler alert. This is a big one tonight. We find out how we're going to get to season 2 with when your star is 76. How many seasons do you have in it when she's 76?
Oh, she ain't missing a beat. She's a bad bitch.
I'm telling you, as you say it, man, I can't wait for tonight, man. I got to find some way to get it in. But 2-hour premiere tonight. Shout out to Kathy Bates and Matlock. I want to get to, because I do have a question. And I feel like Clint is going to give us the answer. I think I know what Clint's answer is going to be, but I think it's harder because I'm not, I say a specific word that I think makes you have to think a little harder about this question. But before we get there, shout out to our great people on YouTube and Twitch and the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. Somebody in the Drive family seemed to be in a quandary. Chuck, I got you. Chuck text in, I'm on the John at the gym, and the guy next to me is on speakerphone talking to his buddy.
Awful.
Thoughts?
Fart as loud as you possibly can.
I want you, if you are still there, which this happened during the commercial break, so I would assume that you're not, I would ask that you wait and put him on the air. I would ask that you get him to stand right there, call in right now with that gentleman, and put him on the air.
Hey, I got some buds want to talk to you, man.
I do. I got some people. How do you sleep at night? And don't tell me on some sort of mattress. How do you sleep at night?
If you are, it better be a Verlo.
Yes. I couldn't think of the name of it, but yes. But are you serious? Like, if it got too much, I might have to say something.
You don't do that.
I mean, what are you doing?
Just knock on the door. On the partition between you and him.
What are you doing, man?
Whether it's the pooper, the elevator.
I ain't gonna lie. I think that would throw me off.
Throw you off your poop game?
I
think it would throw me off, especially like why do you even want to be in there
talking to somebody when you're taking a dump?
Like sometimes when we go into this restroom here, here at the station, and I may be watching something and listening to some. As soon as I hear that door swing open, obviously with my button situation, it takes me a little longer to get to it now, but I turn it down immediately.
Is that my boy Ron?
Just so like nobody is hearing it. This dude is just a full-fledged having a conversation.
Holy smokes!
Chuck, could you text in and let us know what that conversation was about? If you could get, like, what were they talking about?
Remember they were talking about his stool. You know you can tell a lot about your health by your stool.
Yeah.
Maybe that was the conversation.
We don't know. Like, Chuck, I'm not done with this. I want to know what that conversation, what was so important that your ass couldn't wait. Ooh, boy, his phone is nasty. Had to wipe his ass and go right to his phone.
Somebody stop
Look
that
out,
man.
Here comes.
Sorry about
that. Talking on speakerphone in any public place is stupid.
Got to co-sign that one, Dirty.
Yeah, that's.
I mean, I don't care if you're walking down the street, the sidewalk. It's stupid.
I don't have many pet peeves. That is one very locked into the top. That and chewing with your mouth open.
Sorry you had to go through that, Chuck. Sorry, man.
We're praying for you, bro.
We are, man. And Chuck, if you're still in that bathroom, man, maybe you got some other problems going on too, Chuck. Because this is
Chuck's getting him a good bowel movement. Get you a good BME in around 3 o'clock, man, before you go to the house.
Get you a good one in. All right, here's the question that I have as we head to the Rockets' first round series against the Warriors. In this playoff run, however long it goes, Clint, if it's you know, 4 games, 5 games, 6, 7, into the next round, however long it goes. And you all can answer this yourself as well. Who do you think will have the bigger impact in the playoffs? The bigger impact in games in the playoffs, Jalen Green or Amen Thompson? Who do you think will have the bigger impact in this playoff run for the Rockets?
Positive or negative impact, or is that just positive?
Positive. Yeah, we're not doing negative. Positive impact. Who do you think?
I think the safe bet's Amen Thompson because it's on the defensive end of the floor. Majority of it's on the, like what he can do on the defensive end of the floor. But Jalen Green is going to impact this series in a bigger way than anybody else in a Rocket uniform, good or bad.
You had a bad part to it.
I believe that this team goes only as far as Jalen Green takes them. You got to have a guy that can create. You got to have a guy that can draw the defense to him and kick and create for other people. And he is literally the only Rocket right now that I believe can do it at that elite level and can do it consistently. I believe Amen Thompson can do it, but Amen Thompson, he's still got that nose down young bull mentality of running down the hill and getting everything he can, or getting one of them, right? However that saying goes, like he's still, I don't trust him wholeheartedly to control the floor, control himself. Like he's got the ability to do it at times, but I think Jalen Green is the one that's shown the ability to knock down big shots, to get to the rack, to draw defenders to him, to
like
create for other people. And I think it's him and him alone for me. It's Jalen Green.
Yeah, Jalen Green, he affects the game in a lot of ways. I think he affects the game, obviously, creates space for Şengün. He affects the game because, he's gotten better in terms of getting others involved this year. And defensively, he's not terrible. Now, he's not Amen Thompson. But, like, you can come into a game with Amen Thompson and pretty sure he's probably going to score in double figures. Now, it can range from, 12, 13, 14, 15, could get to 20.
I feel like Kobe.
You know he's probably going to defend at a high level. And he also is able to get folks involved. So I think it is tough because of the defensive part of it and everything, because he kind of fills up the stat sheet. He can do a lot of different things.
Yeah.
And again, Jay, I don't want to sell Jalen Green short. He's been better at it this year too. I'm going to say Amen Thompson because I think some of it not just depends on how much he can fill the stat sheet. I am pretty 100% certain at the end of games. When I say at the end of games, I mean in the last 4 or 5 minutes. I'm 100% certain Amen Thompson is going to be on the floor.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Am I 100% positive that Jalen Green? I should be.
Yeah.
I feel like I should be. I feel like I should be. But in a weird way, even though he's been here longer, he has got more just game time experience. and we agreed it. You know, I think it's at least a very fair argument that Jalen Green has been your best player this year. But I do think Ime Udoka trusts Amen Thompson more than he trusts Jalen Green.
Yeah, well, he's trusting him to do different things, right? He's not. I mean, Jalen, you got to bring the ball up the floor. You got to trust that he's gonna take care of things and be the quarterback. Where Amen, I think there's different reasons that you trust him. I'm with you, man. I'm gonna turn TV off in late in the fourth if Jalen's not on the. Here's the deal. Here's what I believe with the Rockets, I wholeheartedly believe this. I believe that Amen Thompson.
It's a fair, like someone saying, come on, Ron, he'll be out. It's fair, though.
No, it's fair. It's 100% fair. We saw it in a monster game. Look, here's the thing. I think, and this is the difference for me. I think the Rockets, I think Amen Thompson can play great, have a great game, and the Rockets still lose. I think if Jalen Green goes out there and has a great game, I think it's going to be really difficult to beat the Rockets. I think if he's shooting it lights out, he can get to the rack whenever he wants to, and he's seeing the floor and he's not taking crazy ass shots, right? Just and hoping they go down. They're going to be hard to beat with that factor. Shingun down low, the ability to go double big, the defense they can throw at the perimeter at the perimeter. Golden State Warriors, it's that's why to me Jalen is the biggest impact. If he's knocking them down, Ron, if he's mid 20s to 30s, it's going to be hard to beat the Rockets.
I wonder what his full game looks like though.
Yeah,
I wonder how many
find out.
How many different ways he impacts the game, right? Like when you say. Not just shoot hope shots, but also that means, like, is he a playmaker for himself or others? Is he find a way to get easy shots for Dylan Brooks?
Yep, yep.
Easy shots for Ben Thompson.
Yeah.
Easy shots for other guys.
And I'm believing how much do you believe he can do that? I may be crazy, but I am just as. It just seems to me. Now he's had cold nights. I mean, I'm not saying he had, like the Laker game. I think it was when he got or wasn't on the floor late in the game. He was not having a good shooting. I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about the ability to do what we're talking about doing, and go into the playoffs and have more great nights than just kind of meandering nights for him.
Yeah, that's I think for me. If you tell me like the biggest change and difference for Jalen Green from previous years to me this year is previous years when Jalen Green wasn't scoring, I could see why Udoka would pull him out of games.
Agreed.
Because when he wasn't scoring, his impact on the game was minimal at times. He wasn't getting other, like he would, like he'd have games where it'd be like he had 28 points, 2 rebounds, and an assist. Right, like he scored, but there wasn't anything else.
Right.
I think this year, that's why to me the Lakers game was so weird. I mean, I know he was kind of cold. He had 9 points, but he had something like 6 or 7 assists to one turnover. Right, and defensively he's been better. So yeah, I think he has. That's been the biggest difference is he has affected the game much more than just scoring. He's bringing more to the table.
Yeah.
Than that, and to me, you know, I think that's a big deal. But Amen Thompson, to me, I think with the trust level and everything he does, like I think he will probably impact things a little bit more than Jalen Green. Update real quick on Chuck. Chuck, if you missed it at the start of the segment, Chuck was at the gym. On the toilet.
Well, that old pre-workout was kicking in, didn't it?
Got him. And then,
oh my God!
I guess some gentleman in the stall next to him was just on speakerphone having a flat-out conversation. Update from Chuck. He said they were talking about Easter plans. Said I was there 5 minutes or so. I then went to the sauna for 10 minutes and left and walked back by the bathroom, and he was still in there talking about his grandma's potato salad. I bounced, Chuck.
That's a tough one to listen to. Hey, by the way, he was in there for a long time.
He's been there for a long time. Chuck, got yourself 10 minutes in the sauna?
And yeah, he was sauna's still in there? Big. How'd that sauna feel, Chuck? Boy, hey, Chuck's getting all the poison out. Take a dump and then 10 minutes in the sauna? Hell, he's got... I mean, I bet he lost a good 7-8 pounds.
Getting all the poison out.
Get all that poison out. Whatever you ate yesterday, whatever you drank yesterday, whatever impurities you got in your body, get them all.
It will not be a good night.
Hey, get them all the way out. And if I were in your shoes, too, I enjoy a good BM and a good sauna session. And you got some jackleg the whole time talking on speakerphone?
God, I remember, honest to God, that couldn't wait.
What, the Easter talk?
Yes, that couldn't wait. That couldn't wait. You couldn't wait until you got out of there to have this conversation.
And if you're at the gym taking
a dump. I bet his grandma's potato salad is nasty as hell.
If you're at the gym taking a dump, you don't need to be talking about your Easter plans in the locker room. I mean, what are we doing, man?
But it's been pretty loud.
Send a text so they can review
it. Yes, send a text. How do you get past that? Well, you had to talk it out. Like, now I think he's doing it on purpose. I think that guy was just
silence your phone
and just
when you
staying
walk
in
the
and
gym
just staying in there and doing
and grind.
Text line coming through. Jalen has to play a ton of defense and score 20 to 30 points per game this series. Can't let Curry get hot. Well, that ain't gonna be on Jalen.
I don't know.
Not
that he can't. I mean, look. I think Jalen's defense has been big time. It's just not. It ain't on the same level as those other guys.
No,
but still,
yeah.
I mean he. That's another one of the beautiful things about what Jalen's done is he's not defending at the level those other guys are, but he's damn sure giving the effort.
Yeah, and his athleticism helps him.
Sure,
as a better defender. And listen, I just want to say, look, I know Amen Thompson and the Rockets as a whole did a hell of a job on Steph Curry. Like, this is a 7-game series. Steph Curry's going to get hot at some point. Like, he's going to get hot. Okay. He's going to get hot at some point. The other part is, as Clint is saying, the person that you feel most comfortable is most likely that's going to get hot with him for the Rockets is Jalen Green. Your hope when Steph's getting hot, that Jalen's getting hot, too.
He's got to offset it some,
yeah,
Ron.
Yeah.
He's got to offset it, man.
That he's able to pull that off. So, someone text in sauna. And after a dump, that's nasty work. Dump and then sauna, that's nasty work.
Yeah, well, no, it's not. I'd take a dump and come back to work.
It's more ideal the other way around, though. Like, you never want to take your morning shower and then have mud butt after. You want to take your morning dump and then you want to shower.
No, that is a non-sweater.
I don't know,
man. You don't sweat and then take a dump.
Well, I think he's still going to shower after the sauna.
Sure. Yeah. Ideally, you go. But you don't ever want to work out, sweat, or sauna, and then go to the crapper.
Yeah. But my point is, I feel like I got to start my whole damn day over if I have taken my morning shower and then I get out and immediately I got to take a dump. I feel like I just got to restart the.
I do.
You should shower last.
That's what I'm saying.
I think the point was that the texture was he pooped and then went to the
yes,
sauna.
I'm saying you can't ever mix. The order matters, and you should
shower
be taking.
Shower being last is all that matters.
Yes,
100%.
And I disagree with that.
You do?
Yeah, no, shower's got to be.
Only because it is tenfold more difficult to wipe your tail end if you're sweaty.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
On a seat with sweating, it's awful.
Natural lubricant, man.
Coming up next.
I don't need any lube to wipe mine. I don't know how you're wiping, but I don't need no lube.
Just a slider.
Coming up next, man.
Damn it. You know.
Coming up next. All right. One of the biggest names coming up next week says something that, man, my man need to chill out. He need to chill out. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Huck to and spit on that thing.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
Yeah, a lot of responses to those. Chuck, who keeps taking text to back. Take it easy on me, T-Mill. I didn't plan it.
No. I wasn't hating on Chuck too hard there.
Just had to let it rip when needed.
Yeah. Sometimes, I mean, duty calls.
I just can't
literally
get beyond the fact that you sweat and then you prefer, and your order is sweat, poop, shower instead of poop, sweat, shower.
But that really wasn't the point of it. Like, that's not what I'm focused on.
But
I don't.
You should be disgusted with running toilet paper through a sweaty crack.
Why? It's poop. Sweat's not as nasty as poop.
It's messy.
This is what Area 45 is talking about.
Yes.
I mean, would you sit in the sauna and then go poop if you had the choice?
If I had the choice, probably not. If I had the choice, I'd probably let it out first.
I was just trying to make.
But sometimes
the point
you don't have the choice. Now, I'm not going to go in the shower.
I agree. I've done it before.
And just hold it.
It's rough.
Yeah.
The old mid-workout BM, that is not it.
Yeah, that's not.
But.
What are you about to butt? Like,
the need to BM and then going and getting a jog in before you actually do it, that is brutal.
Okay, because when you said butt, like there was like a silver, like, but the good news
I try to think these things through, Ron.
Well,
it's a process.
Yeah, this is what they're talking about. Yep. Yeah, you got us, Sean and Patrick and Chris. All right, you got us there.
It's always relevant. Everybody poops.
My man, another person who poops. Looks like he makes serious faces when he does. Travis Hunter. Travis Hunter, who arguably is the best.
What a transition.
It does.
One second.
There's some photos of Travis where you're like, that young man works it over. It makes a face. But he may be the most talented, not maybe the most talented, but he might be at the top of the board in terms of just when you're grading out players in this draft, him or Carter. Those two guys are one and two in most draft boards that we've seen. And when you take into account his ability to be a probably a top 10 receiver in the draft and a top 10 corner in the draft, he is a special player. But he said this: never playing football again if I can't play wide receiver and corner. in the NFL. It's never, he said, it's never a plan again. Because I've been doing it my whole life, I feel like I can dominate on each side of the ball. That was
wow, dude.
Travis Hunter, who just happens to be up on the screen. This is silly talk.
Setting an ultimatum.
But it's silly because there's no reason for the ultimatum, and it's just not true. Like, you're not shutting it down if you're not promised. You're not moving on to being a carpenter, or you're not moving on to another gig and not playing in the NFL if you're not told you can't both play both ways. And, Clint, I don't think anybody is fully just going to say, nope, you're only playing this. I don't even think it's a thing on either way.
Well, look, I mean, here's the deal is I hope the young fella understands that there's got to be a process here of one's got to be priority while you continue to kind of chop wood at the other one. Like, you just can't go in there like you do in college with a quarter of the playbook that you're going to have in the NFL versus, I mean, significantly lesser athletes on a week-in, week-out basis. At college, I mean, hopefully he's got an understanding of, I'm going to go in here and I'm going to be a defensive back. And there's no other way to do this. It's not wide receiver and then part-time DB. That's the silliest stuff I've heard, right? He's going to be
real quick. Why?
Because there's not packages on the defensive side of the football that you're dictating, right? Like, he could be your nickel defender. So you're just not going to use him on defense if it's a team that doesn't have a lot of nickel sets on offense. So the other team dictates really what you do on defense, where you dictate what you do on offense, right? So defense, and to be an outside corner to take an outside corner that's a starter off the field is silly, right? So the thing is, he's going to be a starting corner for whoever drafts him. And then they're going to start out with the package on the offensive side of the football. Here's what we're going to ask you to do. I know you can do more physically and mentally. I know you can do more. And we're going to work to more. But right now, this is how we're going to start this thing, because you got a whole playbook to learn. You're going to be in this building for 12 hours a day for the next 7 months. It's not like college where you get to go play with your little girlfriend for half the day and you get to go fishing for half the day and all that. You are a professional. And we're going to let you kind of get used to that while we expand your package on the offensive side of the football. Hopefully he understands that, and it's not just he thinks he's going to start on both sides of the ball.
A couple of things. One, I don't think there's any team that's just coming out and going to say no.
Agreed.
Like, you're just going to be a receiver, or you're just going to be. Like, I think all
the, in today's game, there's no way.
I don't think that he has to worry about that. Maybe 10, 15 years ago, I don't think he has to worry about that. So to even make this comment that can almost be taken as a threat, like, I'll take my ball and go home.
Right.
Like, I don't think that's a good start, you know, coming into the league with, you know, the staff, with the, you know, the people making decisions and with your teammates. Like, you know, and he's young, and I don't think it should follow him, but if I don't get what I want, I'm not playing.
Right.
Like, that, basically, you boil it down to, I don't think that's a good thought process to go behind. And it was just silly, because you're not doing it. You're not going to get drafted by the Patriots or the Giants, and they say, hey, man, you're just going to be a full-time corner.
Right.
And then you say, well, hell, I'm not taking this contract. No, you're going to, you will, and they're not going to do that. You're gonna, but the Giants have already come out and said, we'll use them both ways. Browns too. So it's a silly thing. And a team would be dumb not to explore.
Agreed.
Not to explore it. Now, he ain't gonna play 113 snaps like he did a game at Colorado, just playing both of them. But, like, this is a fine thing. All right, coming up, Tyler's turd list, and a legend is calling it quits. Ooh. Thank God he's calling it quits. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive. Tyler's turn list. We'll see who captures the gold coming up in just a second. But I did want to talk about one of the big stories happening around in the sports world. today, and that is Lee Corso, the legendary ESPN broadcaster and former coach of the Indiana Hoosiers, has entertained fans for 38 college football seasons, will make his final headgear pick on College Game Day Saturday, August 30th, week one of the 2025 college football season. Corso, who turns 90 in August, has been a part of college football's premier pregame show since it debuted in 1987. One, I did not know College Game Day was been around here since I was three. Second, good for him. Glad that he is going out, sounds like on his own terms, getting in one more headgear. I had to see what the games are that week. I wonder what the big one is that he will make the decision on. But
OU Texas.
Is it OU Texas?
Ohio State, Texas.
All right, so he'll pick.
They hadn't announced that, but I think that's the thought. Is
he'll pick Columbus. He'll pick.
That was his first one.
The Buckeyes, yeah. Good for him. And I would just like to say, in the nicest way possible, thank God. Thank God that this is I was watching him uncomfortably for like the last 3 to 5 years. And it may be longer than that.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to even be funny at all. Like, I was uncomfortable at times watching him, and so I'm glad they have made this move with Lee Corso.
It was time. It was time. And be honest with you, it should have been done a couple years ago. There's no doubt about it. You said 10 years ago.
I think about it between 5 and 10 years.
I would not push back on that. But it was a good run. I think College Game Day. I for one love Pat McAfee and Nick Saban on there together. I think Pat has been an absolute. I mean, he has brought a better Kirk Herbstreit. He seems to bring the juice out of everybody. He's been a tremendous ad. It's just time to completely move on from Ole.
Do you, and we'll get to the third list. Do you think they feel the need to have to replace the headgear with something? Because that was a, I'm not gonna lie, like that was a big part of it. And always see his head covered and to do the little
yeah,
wave.
Yeah, that's how they ended.
That
right?
that was a big part of everything. And then they make like as the years went on, made a huge production out of it. I wonder if they feel the need to replace that with something. I also hope they don't replace him with somebody else added to that set. I feel like they
got plenty. I'm going to tell you, man, isn't it unbelievable how these shows, man, the NFL does it and they just keep adding. Like, you got plenty. It's good, man.
I think they don't need to add.
It's no more. There's enough talking heads up there as it is. I bet them guys fight for oxygen on game day.
Yeah, I know Desmond's down there fighting. Desmond feels like he's on that one end of the set fighting. Pat's getting it, though.
Oh, there ain't no doubt.
Yeah, he's getting that thing. So, shout out to Lee Corso. Almost 40 years on College Game Day. His last one will be week one of the season, Saturday, August 30th. Let's hit it. We do this every single Thursday. Tyler's Turge List.
That Tyler Miller says he's still real optimistic.
Pro athletes are sometimes a lot to handle.
Which is not good enough.
Maybe even a bit dramatic.
Altuve stole an MVP from Judge.
Turdish behavior will not be ignored. No one is safe.
I'm not going to let it take my joy.
It's Tyler's Turds of the Week on The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right. Every week, every Thursday, right around this time, it's a full podium. Gold, silver, bronze, Turds of the Week from around the professional world of sports. Per usual, we got a full podium. The bronze medal this week on Tyler's Turds of the Week from around this sports world. We discussed it yesterday at length. And if you would, Ron, probably should have asked you about this beforehand. Would you lay out what you did for me so kindly yesterday as far as the conversation we had about Aaron Judge, that turd, the World Baseball Classic and such?
Yeah, there's no reason to just take him out here for no reason. But Mark DeRosa, who has been chosen to run it back and be the manager again of Team USA at the WBC, elected Aaron Judge as the captain. He is going to be the captain that leads Team USA into the WBC.
And that's all I need right there. That is the reason.
USA!
That's the
USA.
Reason.
USA!
The ogre, very similar looking to Shrek. I know I joke around about the ogre thing with him because he's ugly as hell, obviously. But, man, have y'all really looked at it? Like, Aaron Judge has a face of a cartoon character, Shrek. Like, very close.
I thought he didn't perform in the clutch. He hit a clutch home run against my Royals to break it. Yesterday really pissed me.
Still looking for something to put up on that mantle, though. And that's the way we want to keep it. But this week's bronze medal on the Turds of the Week is Aaron Judge, that pinstripe-wearing son of a bitch, because he often exhibits turdish behavior. Ron brought him up to my mind yesterday about this World Baseball Classic and Aaron Judge being a captain. No team of mine. No, sir. USA, I love you. Red, white, and blue. These colors don't run. We covered it all yesterday. But I will never find myself in a position to root for this turd known by the name of Aaron Judge. Y'all think it's fair or foul? How do you feel about the bronze medal?
Oh, foul. I mean, he's for the country. Like, I understand you don't want to cheer for him. Like, I understand your issues with Aaron Judge, but I mean...
But it's also a World Baseball Classic issue.
Like, they're putting the USA on the chest, damn it.
And you're right.
You compete.
And you're right, but I am so sick and damn tired of this thing.
Somebody texted in yesterday, I'd rather Mexico win than he win anything.
It's our neighbors to the south. That's I wouldn't be upset. USA would be better, but I wouldn't be upset. So that's your bronze medal. Aaron Judge. That ugly songbook. You get a bronze medal. He's been on the podium numerous times before.
Yeah, we know. He's one of the originators.
Yes. Yes, one of the founders of this glorious turd podium. Silver medal. Silver medal for this week's Tyler's Turds of the Week. Should make Ron the Show Hughley quite happy. Should bring a smile to his face. Real quick, just wanted to play this for you. This is Jim Nantz on the play-by-play, if you will, at the Masters last weekend. This is the putt that Rory McIlroy missed on 18, where we all were crossing our fingers and toes hoping he wasn't about to choke this ish away again. Just listen to Jim Nantz.
All of those moments lead to this. Going to a playoff.
That's it, huh?
And I thought it. My man Ron the Show said it into that microphone in that room earlier in the week. All BS aside, we got our own drama with Mr. Nantz, with Mr. Jim Nantz on this show. It's fine. He acts like a jerk. He's losing it, man.
I think he needs Tony. I think he doesn't know it. I think Tony gives him the energy to really mount up. I think he needs Tony Romo to really, like, even just sit next to him in golf calls. I think he needs Tony to give him the energy.
Oh, Jim! Watch out, Jim!
Yeah, that was not his best effort.
We're not headed to effort. A playoff. This is the man that's supposed to be the soundtrack of some of the best sports moments in history. And this wasn't necessarily a best one, but it was an iconic one.
Yeah, for Rory, and when they were in Butler's cabin, giving him that jacket. just everything about Augusta and Butler's cabin and everything, the history of it feels uncomfortable for me. But anyway, he's at Butler's cabin. He just did not seem like he wanted to be there for the whole ceremony with Rory.
No, and when I heard you say it was on Monday, you said, Jim is losing it. I'd been trying to formulate in my mind what I was feeling with that whack-ass call. You hit the nail on the head, Ron. Appreciate the assistance on Turds of the Week. The silver medal is to Mr. Jim Nantz. Hello, friends, my ass. Next time you come on the drive, do not be such a jerk, sir.
I think he needs a friend.
Gosh, man, I'll never forget that. Silver medal, Jim Nantz. Sorry, Cougs. Gold medal time. You're watching with us on YouTube and Twitch. You are witnessing the Turds of the Week on the drive with Sterner and Hughley, and you are also witnessing me holding the glorious golden turd that we hand out each and every week on this show. Gold turd this week. There's only one place this was ever going to go. One place it was ever going to go.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Let's BOGO. The Hoppin' Good Sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Oh.
J.J. Watt, huh?
It's playoff time in Houston, baby.
No, not J.J. Watt or the Texans.
This is just my song I play when I want to get hyped.
This is,
you know,
your hype.
It makes me get like... It's playoff time in Houston, baby. Golden Turd this week goes to none other than the opponent awaiting our Houston Rockets in the first round. We've seen them a lot over the years. Them and all their turdish behavior on full display. This is going to the Golden State Warriors. That mouthpiece-chewing some buck Steph Curry, your whining-ass head coach that rode the coattails of Michael Jordan, Steve Kerr.
That's Tim Duncan, too, I guess.
That freaking turd that cannot stop punching dudes nuts, Draymond Green. The Golden State Warriors get this week's Turd of the Week because we are going to beat that ass. Okay, It is time.
What was their turdish behaviors just being the Warriors?
Oh, I mean, tune in to any Warriors game. You'll see plenty of it, in all seriousness. Whether it's Steph Curry in the mouthpiece or him taking that mouthpiece, throwing it off a poor lady's head, throwing it at bystanders. Steve Kerr whining about God knows what on any given night. I cannot stand to hear this crybaby bitch anymore. And I cannot stand to see Steph Curry chewing on that damn mouthpiece on my TV screen with that little smug look he does. You know what I'm talking
You're
about.
You're fixing to see it, though, T.
I'd like to give an
go honor. Down and smoke.
I'd Congrats, like to, Golden State!
I'd like Golden to give an turn. Honorable mention to Skip Bayless, who, in his time where he's off TV, he... not maybe getting as much traction as he wants. He has decided to pull in about 50 teenagers who are LeBron fans and one by one debate them. This is where yes, you can find
not
it.
Seen
and
that.
He got cooked by one guy too. This is where it's come to for Skip Bayless. So good Lord, Skip, just right off.
I can't believe you didn't get on that. They try out for like America's Got Talent or something. I can't believe you didn't get on that.
Skip's got to be. He's got to be in rough shape. as much as he tried to bait LeBron James and Stephen A. was able to pull it off, and Skip is resorted to arguing teenagers about how good LeBron Jordan is over LeBron. It is it's too bad. But so that's my honorable mention.
Okay, I love it. That's your turds of the week. Get hyped, man.
There you go.
First time since 2020 we got playoff basketball in Houston.
Somebody sponsored this thing. All right, what you got coming up?
How did the Jets let go of Aaron Rodgers? How did they inform Aaron Rodgers they were moving on? It's pretty interesting, y'all. And damn it, college football did it. They finally did it for all of us college football lovers. I'll tell you what that is next right here on Sports Radio 16.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.